Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Have you ever purchased something that turned out to be fake? Or maybe, like Steve Miggs and I do, have you ever intentionally purchased something that you knew was fake?
We're
you knew it wasn't real.
We're faux enthusiasts.
206-803-ROCK. Jason from Yelm, tell us about the autographed posters you have.
Jason.
Sorry, I was at Starbucks and I just got my arm caught in the window.
Oh, no.
That
you're okay,
sucks.
Man.
All right, now we're out of here. Okay, here we go. Well, good morning, y'all. Good morning.
Well, I hope your arm's okay.
Well, I'm live from my car right now.
Okay.
All right. So back in about 2006, I came home from leave from Iraq, and I had bagoogles of money. And so I went down to the Pike Place Market one day, and I think it's still – well, it is still there. There's like a memorabilia shop in the basement, the corner.
Yeah.
So they used to sell music memorabilia. And so I went in there, and I bought an autographed picture of all three members from Nirvana. I bought an autographed picture of Alice in Chains, Jar of Flies, signed by Lane Staley, Mike Starr, the whole crew. I bought a Temple of the Dog picture signed by all the members, a Neil Young one. Well, anyways, fast forward, I'm looking at the picture one day, and it just clicks on me. Chris Novoselic signed his name with a C and not a K.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, man, here we go. And so I called them up, and they have records. Still of who they got it from, some reputable music memorabilia guy in Seattle that actually obtained all the signatures. He was real prominent in the scene, I guess. Well, they had that I had purchased it, what I purchased it for. They could trace it
all. Wow.
And so I took a picture of that Nirvana signed picture of Kurt Cobain, Dave, and Chris, and I sent it to the Chris Novoselic fan club, and I wrote him a letter, and I explained to him how long I had it, and I was like, I'm not trying to make money, but can you just give your stamp of approval on this? And about 8 months later, he wrote me back, and he was like, yep, I remember the photo signing. It's good to go. Have a great day.
Dude, how great is that? And I was going to say, like, because I know, like, Kurt and Chris, like, at times would just mess with their own name and how they spelled it. So when you first said it, I was like, I bet it's still legit, and that's awesome that he actually authenticated it.
Oh, yeah, because I was going to send them off to the authenticating place or whatever, but they're super expensive to do. But shout out to the Pike Place Market, that little shop down in the basement in the corner, because they kept handwritten records all these years. And the guy was like, yeah, man, one guy came in and bought all those at that same time. I'm like, well, buddy, here's a guy with two thumbs. I'm that guy.
That is
rock
awesome,
on, Jason.
Dude.
That's awesome.
And I bet one time they had to prove it, and they're just like, you know what, from now here on out, we have to make sure we have records of everything so we don't have to deal with this kind of stuff.
Keep receipts.
That's awesome. And also, you got a letter from Chris Novoselic saying, yeah, that's
pretty dope.
8 months later, that sounds like something. That's like, wait, what is this? 8 months later?
206-803-ROCK. Have you ever purchased something that turned out to be fake? Chris from Smoky Point, tell us your story.
So, my first deployment, we went out towards the Middle East when I was in the Navy, and we would pull into Dubai. We'd pull into Dubai all the time. And the sandbox was this little area that they, like, fabricated for us that was right on the pier, because we'd pull pier side. And they would sell all kinds of fake Rolexes, fake handbags, anything you could ever imagine that would be thousands and thousands of dollars here in the States, and they would sell the knockoff ones.
And some things you could tell, some things you really couldn't.
Right.
And I had a buddy of mine, he would buy up almost all the watches every time we would pull into Dubai, and he would sell them here in the States as real ones.
See, I wouldn't go that far. That would be that to me is like taking it to when you knowingly or know that you're
when you're scamming.
Yeah, like that's. But I would buy them and rock them and be like, yeah, yeah, totally, it's a Rolex because I think that would just be funny.
Do you know how much money he made off of this scam adventure?
Roughly $75,000 he paid for a brand new truck in cash.
I bet.
So email us where in Dubai I need to go. I'm kind of changing my...
206-803-ROCK. Mariah in Mill Creek. You bought a fake Funko Pop.
Yeah, I did. So I used to work at the warehouse, and we get them free all the time. So I was making a collection, and the ex I had at the time was really into Dragon Ball Z. And as a birthday gift, I wanted to get him a really nice one for his collection, but... what it was worth was $5,000. So I found a dupe for $20 on online. And in the fine print, in the details, it said that it was a make, that somebody took the time to make it. And it was pretty good. I mean, it only had subtle details to show that it was a dupe. So,
Mariah, did you tell your boyfriend at the time that this was a fake one, or did you try and pass it off as it was real?
No, I told him about it, that... because I didn't want him to be upset if he thought it was a real one.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, we got to go down a rabbit hole of, like, finding out how to tell real from fake, because it's out there, you know. People like to make that stuff.
And the collecting side of Funko is crazy, like how some of those Funko Pops, how much money they go for. Like they, when they do like those limited edition ones where they have like one of a certain type that's available at this certain store. I have some friends that are like knee deep into that world, and I'm like, I haven't heard, $5,000 seems super steep, but there's like some that go like, you know, $500, $600, $700.
Wow. Mariah, do you know, like, in your experience with Funko Pops, what's like probably the most valuable one?
So most of the time, the ones that they do for their convention, because they're limited, those ones usually go for quite a bit. And then if somebody gets it signed by the voice actor or the actor, then, you know, that adds to the price tag. The ones that I personally have, the most expensive is over $100, and it's an H.R. Puff and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Nice. So you're a stoner is what you're talking about.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.